The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
President Obama just landed in Saudi Arabia at the beginning of a week-long trip to the Middle East and Europe. The visit comes at a time of growing uncertainty in U.S.-Saudi relationships. Margaret Brennan is in Riyadh with what the president hopes to accomplish. Margaret, good morning.
Good morning. This is President Obama's fourth visit to Saudi Arabia, but tensions have never been quite this high. He will meet today with King Salman to try to heal the rift exacerbated by his recent description of the kingdom as free riders, too reliant on the American military. He also said the Saudis need to share the neighborhood with their longtime foe, Iran. But that is easier said than done because the two countries are currently on opposite sides of brutal wars in nearby Yemen and Syria. And the president's going to ask the Saudis to pull back. But the Saudi royals are deeply skeptical of the president's intentions. They already felt betrayed by the U.S. brokered nuclear deal with Iran, which gave it new influence in this region. Today, the U.S. tried to reassure the Saudis by offering yet more military support. They're already the largest buyer of American-made weapons. But despite these differences, the two countries still need each other, most importantly, Gail, in that fight against ISIS.
All right, Margaret Brennan reporting from Riyadh. We thank you.
Well, and let's not even mention, Scott, the 28-page 9/11 report that, you know, the Saudis have said, look, if you, you know, if you allow Americans to sue the government, then, you know, what is this going to do to the relationship now?
Well, I think you got to release it and let people see it and then figure it out from there. You don't gain anything by withholding information from people. That's how you get all the conspiracy theories and things like that. So releasing those pages, I mean, that just makes sense to me.
Well, the problem is that we probably have so many other things that need to be released. It's just right now this is the focal point. This could, you know, kind of be the crack in the dam that really opens things up, and you know, it could flood America with so much truth that their brains might explode.
Well,
to see just how you know, how many bad actors have been out there, and how many times the United States has played the role of a bad actor.
Well, and then at the same time, the Saudis also said that they would pull out their $750 billion worth of assets in America, things like that. Yeah, I mean, at the same time, why are they afraid of the truth?
Yeah, well exactly, and I think everybody, and obviously, you know, President Obama is doing his best to, you know, trying to run cover on this. This is something, you know, that we have bipartisan support in, you know, our government. So, you know, this is which is quite telling here, because it says the president's objectives are not in line. I know, no big surprise, but even when you have bipartisan support in our legislature saying, no, these things ought to be released, I mean, they're willing to be, you know, accountable and say, you know, it's like we all need to be accountable. That's what corrects bad behavior, doesn't it? Or at least put some boundaries on it to say, look, you know, you gotta watch yourself, because if you're going to be complicit here and your government is going to be responsible and you could be sued, you know, why not?
Well, yeah, I'd want to know why. Why is the government being sued? What did you do that we're getting sued for?
Exactly.
And also, I mean, I don't think he's actually read the 28 pages, because every time he talks about it, he goes, well, I know the general gist of it. Well, I've never read it, and I can tell you that I can piece together a general gist of it. Mm-hmm. So I don't think he's actually read it.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's many important meetings, strategic meetings that he routinely misses. So is he going to be on top of this? Yeah, I agree with you. My gut is that he's probably not on top of it as much as we would think he would be. Well, we've got more to talk about. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Welcome back, America. It's Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you along with us, especially right now. We have Allison Lee Hannigan with us. You may remember her name, and of course, you know, certainly know her face and her body of work. American actress best known for her roles as Lily Aldrin on the CBS sitcom How I Met Your Mother, Willa Rosenberg in the television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Michelle Flaherty in the American Pie film series. And also with us, we're blessed to have Dr. Patricia Gomez-Dinger. She's a board-certified allergist. Now, that should give you a little bit of hint of what the topic is going to be all about. Now, actress Allison Hannigan is best known, as I mentioned, for her comedic roles in film and TV, but for Allison and her children, nasal allergies are no laughing matter. Though bothersome, symptoms have affected her daily life. Allison worked closely with her doctors to develop a treatment plan that works for her and her family. Allison and Dr. Gomez, thank you for being here with us.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here. Yeah.
Well, I said Dr. Gomez, but it's Dr. Gomez-Dinger, so forgive me.
Yes, that's okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm married.
Well, it's important. The husband unit gets, you know, his proper due. I understand. Allison, let me ask you, you know, many people are not aware that you and your two children have nasal allergies. Tell us your story.
Yes, I am one of the 50 million Americans that suffer from allergies. I have as far back as I can remember. But now, because I have my program in and I work closely with my doctor, I feel like I don't. I've got them under control, and I'm just living a life without living in a bubble. And so that's why I am working with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America and Teva to raise awareness. And I want people to go to allergiesaren'tfunny.com because allergies aren't funny.
No.
And it is really nice to know that you don't have to sort of, oh my gosh, okay, spring's coming, I just will watch it from my window.
Exactly, I hear that.
Yes, and also if they do go to allergiesaren'tfunny.com, they can register to win a Dyson vacuum, which is an allergy-friendly vacuum because it has a HEPA filter, which will suck up the pollen that comes in off of your shoes or your animals or whatever, and instead of spreading it in your air, your house, and making things worse, it will actually make things better inside your house.
Well, excellent. Dr. Dinger, what are some of the common symptoms nasal allergy sufferers may experience?
The common things we see are the nasal congestion, the itchy, watery eyes and nose, the post-nasal drainage. Sometimes that causes coughing. So really just feeling miserable. They can feel fatigued from it, all of those things.
Well, Allison, you alluded to allergy intervention because, as you said, allergies aren't funny.
Uh-huh.
And this is a campaign. So what brought you into the campaign? Obviously, I mean, you had the problem. So maybe you figure, hey, this is my time to give back and be a voice of resolution here.
Absolutely. Well, and my whole family suffers from it. My husband is not the best patient when he is not feeling well. And he, every spring, even though we don't really have seasons here, but anytime, you know, the winds or anything kicks up, he gets very whiny and says he's getting sick. And I say, sweetie, you're not getting sick. You have allergies. Right. And so he did finally go to a doctor, and sure enough, he has seasonal allergies, and he got on a program, and he's like, oh, I have allergies, and I know, it's so fantastic, I can breathe, and he's no longer whiny. And
Isn't that
lovely? Yeah. I've been telling you that for a long time.
So often people just don't realize, and they don't think that there's anything they can do about it, and they just think that they're just destined to suffer every year.
Yeah.
And we're here to tell you that's not the case.
Exactly. So if I can help anybody else not be whiny, then I will be happy.
Well, that's almost an oxymoron, husbands and whiny, isn't it, Dr. Dinger? I'm just saying, you know.
Right. I'm not going to touch that one.
Well, I got to protect the male gender here. I mean, you know, what can I tell you? Alice and Dr. Dinger was mentioning that certain times of the season, weather changes. I grew up on the West Coast, so we get those weird Santa Ana winds that come in that just torment the heck out of you. So there are those troublesome times that, the alert alarm goes off. What do we need to be concerned about?
I think probably the most important thing is just recognizing what your allergic triggers are. So seeing a board-certified allergist, being allergy tested, that's probably the most important thing you can do if you think you have allergies. I did my allergy training here on the West Coast where I definitely saw a lot of those patients that would come in with those Santa Ana winds and have lots of allergies and even asthma. So really important to find out what your trigger is so you can get on a good regimen of medicine and start it early before the symptoms get out of control, before you become miserable and you can't work and you can't, go to school, whatever the case might be, really important because there are good medications out there, good things that you can do around the house to decrease your exposure, but the most important thing you can do is see a board-certified allergist, get that testing done, and they can educate you on what it is that you need to do and what medicines to take.
Exactly. Well, Allison, now that you got your husband under control here and he understands that he doesn't have to whine anymore, and he can go around and do the conga dance all around the house and everything, which is all kinds of fun. And we've enjoyed, you know, your body of work, as I mentioned earlier to everybody, as Lily Aldrin on How I Met Your Mother and, Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the American Pie film series. So people are interested to hear, you know, what's up next for Allison Hannigan?
Well, this summer I am hosting the third season of Fool Us with Penn and Teller.
Oh, very fun.
Yes,
oh, wow.
It was a blast. I just finished that, and that was so much fun. And so that starts airing July 11th, I believe, on the CW.
I've seen Penn and Teller, you know, perform before. They just are hilarious.
Yeah.
Are they as much fun off TV as they are on?
Oh, I just as much, if not more. Probably more because Teller talks.
Exactly.
Yes, and he taught me some magic tricks, and my daughter some magic tricks, and it was just such an incredible experience, and such a new world for me, and so incredible, and just such a wonderful, weird experience of, you know, everything from like Carrot Top walking out on stage and just being surprised by that to like having to pull a sword out of a guy's mouth and that just being really disgusting.
Yes, right.
And just not knowing that was going to happen and really not feeling like I was the person that should be doing that. But just it was really a really fun, exciting experience. And
you pull a sword out of somebody's throat like that. Oh. You go, isn't there a doctor in the house? What am I doing this for? Right?
Yeah. Like, is that something? I mean, I feel like we should have had coffee before that. I don't know. I just think that's not something you're like, hi, nice to meet you. Pull the sword out of my mouth.
But thank you very much for the relief. Well, Dr. Dinger, to wrap this up, where can the good folks go for all the information they need to know?
Yes, allergiesaren'tfunny.com. We'll give them some really good information. information, and they can register to win that allergy-friendly Dyson vacuum cleaner that will help with allergies.
Well, good luck to everybody that suffers from allergies, and go to the website, sign up, and hey, you could be a big winner here. Why not? Allison Hannigan, film and TV actress, Dr. Patricia Gomez-Dinger, board-certified allergist, have been our guests on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
No, you're not alone, because I'm going to make this place yours.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, you can join us live or on over 270 markets across this country on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, Blog Talk. Hey, we're all over the place doing what we can to get the truth out there, to give you the information that you need to, you know, get this country really on a solid ground and back on track. Brandon Bordelon is with us right now, political reporter from the National Review. Previously worked at the media as a media reporter at the Daily Caller. He was in my home state in California, graduated from UC Riverside in 2012, and currently resides in Washington, D.C. Brandon, what a journey for you, you know, from the Inland Empire to the Beltway, huh?
Yeah, it really has been 3.5 years out here. You know, it's got its perks and its drawbacks, but for politics, this is Hollywood.
Well,
so,
you're right there. You're in the eye of the needle right there in the Beltway. So it doesn't get to be much more fun for you than that. So congratulations. Well, you know, I want to talk to you about Ted Cruz after last night. He was maligned terribly for three words. And, you know, Donald Trump took it to the bank. He captured, you know, what, about 98% of the delegates there. It was a great night for him. Ted Cruz got shut out in New York because of his reference to New York values. But I think most of us understood when he said that he was talking about, the socialistic values of one Mayor de Blasio that have been running rampant in the city there. Was that your read?
Yeah, I mean, perhaps there was something at play, maybe with the Midwestern evangelical conservatives, that, you know, maybe looking at Donald Trump's three wives, the kind of stuff he talks about where, you know, I have my little wine, I eat my little cracker when he goes to church. So, you know, maybe there was also a social conservative element at play there. And I do think that probably hurt him in the city. Maybe he could have picked up those five Kasich delegates. Maybe he could have picked up some people upstate. But, you know, I think there's also the possibility that it helped him a lot in a lot of other states in the Midwest, and maybe they made a calculated play that, look, we're not going to do well in New York regardless. This guy's hometown. I think even if Trump wasn't running Cruz, I mean, New York is not Cruz country, and, you know, let's take this advantage where we can and maybe try to pick up the votes in the Midwest who look down on New York values.
Exactly. Well, he found out right away in New York. I mean, they didn't put out the welcome mat for him. I mean, he got verbally attacked right away. And exactly. So, but for Ted Cruz, you know, it was like, okay, like you said, New York is he doesn't have a fair shot to win there. So let's go collect delegates wherever we can. And we've been saying on this show, Brendan, that Cruz has been playing a lot of small ball. He's been getting bunts and singles, but he keeps getting, you know, men on base, and he's scoring some runs here with delegates, isn't he?
That's right. And I mean, there's a lot of states where you see this really coming under the radar, states that have even already voted. So the big one is Minnesota. Rubio won that state, especially the only state that he won a majority of, and got 17 delegates. But Minnesota state rules, unlike a lot of other states where delegates that have bound to Rubio have to vote for him, even if he's no longer a candidate on that first ballot. In Minnesota, those 17 delegates are now up for grabs. Even though the state's already voted, and I think a lot of campaigns have moved on, the Cruz campaign is actually in there trying to work their delegates into those slots. And so it's stuff like that that I think is still going to make – so I read today that Trump needs to get 63% of the remaining delegates in order to get to 1237. You know, things like that, are they going to make it really hard for him to get there, even if he continues to clean up, you know, which I think he's going to in several of these states going forward. I think we're going to have an interesting convention. I don't know what's going to happen on that first ballot, but, you know, I don't think Trump's going to get there.
Well, I thought that, you know, with Trump winning, you know, when we projected this, that he would do well in New York. It's his home state. He should have at it, and it did come true. I mean, he performed higher than Manafort. Manafort was saying maybe 80, 85. He ended up with 89 delegates. A pretty good night for Donald Trump. But, you know, Ted Cruz had to see the tsunami coming, too, and so he had to figure out, what am I going to do to hunker down and block some of that momentum that could carry him from east to west, right?
Yeah, and I think he's doing that. Pennsylvania is an example. Trump is polling very well in Pennsylvania, but the way their delegate process works, most of their delegates are actually voted on and decided in state conventions, not in the primary process. So that gives a chance for campaigns, probably like the Ted Cruz campaign, to come in and and try to woo these delegates, regardless of how their state voted, right? I mean, you know, the Trump campaign is going to cry foul about that all they want, but that's the rules. That's the way it was set, you know, I think 2 years ago and certainly reset last year. So, I mean, that's somewhere where the Cruz campaign can pick up. There's also Indiana, which I one of my colleagues wrote a story today about how Indiana is looking like Ted Cruz's firewall, in terms of, it's a friendly electorate for him. It's somewhere where he's hoping to get, Governor Mike Pence's endorsement. There's a meeting scheduled later this week between the two of them. So, yeah, I mean, there's still a lot of chances where Cruz can throw some marbles in Trump's path. And I think, yeah, after last night, you look at that and you see how well he did, and maybe a little bit better than expected. But at the same time, you know, it's definitely not smooth sailing for Trump anymore. I mean, whether he gets to 1237 or not, he could still get the nomination, but it's going to be much more difficult for him after that first ballot.
Well, and the challenge that they have is, on the other, you know, compared to what's happening with the Democrats, I kind of sense a softening here, you know, with Hillary winning so resoundingly in New York. I mean, she's really kind of closed the deal on Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And even when you heard her, you know, kind of her after primary speech, it was very, you know, it was very warm and fuzzy and let's unify the party, you know, because, you know, she's been leaking a lot of oil. I mean, Sanders has really, you know, punctured her tank a bit here. And, you know, she needs to get that healed up in an immediate sort of way to prepare herself for the general. And, you know, the Republicans, I mean, if they carry this out and they keep firing, I'm not that I'm saying that, you know, Trump is a fait accompli either, but I'm just saying is that, you know, they got to find some way to, you know, unify this party. And the sooner that they can do this, the better off they're going to be in increasing their chances come November.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm not sure where the Democratic race is going to move, but I think certainly the Hillary campaign, and I think probably the Democratic establishment, wants to try to pull as many Sanders supporters back into the fold as they can. I think that's kind of an open question how that's going to work, because I think one of the underreported stories of this cycle is just how angry the Sanders people are. We know how angry the Trump people are, but I mean, there is a lot of anger on the Democratic side also, and I'm not sure that they're going to be able to pull back all of these people. I'm not even sure if the Sanders campaign is going to really decide to play ball, or if they're going to fight this out to the convention too. But yeah, I mean, to your point, it's tough to see what is going to unite the party at this point. There are very, very, people are very stuck in their ways at this point, whether you're a Cruz supporter or kind of an anti-Trumper, or whether you're pro Donald Trump and you're just going to take that all the way to the bank and to the convention. I don't see where either side is going to give ground in the next few months. And if the convention does get contested, I think regardless of who comes out, there's going to be a pretty significant swath that's going to say, well, we're going to stay home.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a reflection of the culture, Brendan. It's where this culture is right now. I mean, you know, it's been typical of the last, you know, 7+ years, and you could say longer than that even. So the culture has kind of been trained to respond this way, to stiffen up. And, you know, we're log jammed at every turn in the legislature. You know, now it looks like the Supreme Court. Why not an everyday life on Main Street? And that's why we keep hoping and praying for somebody to rise up above it all, who can be the one to, you know, unite the people and have the vision that can get this country back on track.
Yeah, I hear you. I with the remaining candidates, that seems kind of a pipe dream at this point.
Well, you know, and I'm like you. I think maybe the same way, and this is why we're projecting that probably the first time in a long time we could have somebody be elected president with about 35% of the popular vote, because, you know, and it may even give rise to a third party, which is just going to make things even that much more interesting, because, like you say, you've got, you know, the alliances there on Bernie's side, Trump's side. If it doesn't go their way, I mean, they're out of Dodge, you know, and I think, you know, yes, some would stay home, but I think some might decide another alternative. And, you know, we've been saying, hey, there could be a potential rise for a third party for quite a while. Brendan Bordelon.
Yeah, maybe.
Yep. Go ahead. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
It only takes 7 seconds to make a good first impression, or a bad one for that matter. What if it only took 7 seconds to get to work in the morning? Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. The 7 second Walk is a turnkey home business system. We are looking for individuals who would like to earn from $500 to $5,000 a month, working from home with their own home-based business. All you need is a computer, internet access, and a telephone. You choose your own hours, and you can work in your PJs if you want. What most people like best about the 7 Second Walk is our national advertising campaign that can have customers calling you. We will teach you everything you need to know to be successful. So, if you could use some extra money and would like to be your own boss, go to 7secondnow.com and request your free info pack. I'll bet you could get used to a 7 Second commute. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com. Think about it. 7 seconds from the bedroom to the workroom. Go to 7secondnow.com. That's 7secondnow.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. Online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online, over 270 markets across the country, smartphone, hey, we're that close to you, even on your smartphone now. Thank you very much for tuning in radio. This is Bill Martinez Live, you know, committed like you are, you know, to get this country back on track, one vote at a time. Why not? Just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. Good to have you along with us. And Jason Russell from the Washington Examiner is with us. He's a commentator, writer for the Washington Examiner. Jason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, great to have you here. Help us understand what happened last night in New York other than, you know, the big numbers. Trump, what, 89 delegates. Kasich got, what, about 6, I guess. And Cruz got zeroed out. Hillary looks to, you know, with a 15% advantage, close the deal. And Sanders, you know, we'll have to see what happens with Bernie Sanders if there's life after New York for him.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting the electability changes from New York to Wisconsin. That was one of the things that stuck out for me from the exit polls in New York, is that more than half of voters said that Trump was the best chance to beat Hillary Clinton in November, compared to 20% for Kasich and less than that for Cruz, actually. But if you go back to Wisconsin, then it was, you know, 43% of voters there said that Cruz was the best chance to beat Clinton. 37% there in Wisconsin said that Trump's the best chance to be Clinton. So, I mean, either way, you know, despite the polls and the arguments from the Kasich campaign that say, you know, Kasich has the best chance to be Clinton, all the polls say that head-to-head Kasich does the best against Clinton, clearly not sticking with voters, according to these exit polls.
Mm. Well, you know, and that's the thing with these polls. Sometimes you wonder, you know, because they are a snapshot. I mean, you've been studying these for a long time, Jason, so you've seen this time and time again, and, you know, you have plus or minus error factors. But it's one thing to take a snapshot today, and something can happen. I mean, we still are, you know, we're still a ways away. We're 6 months away from the actual voting, although, you know, you pull in early voting, and, you know, so you've got to make some adjustments here that can take place. But, you know, a lot can happen in the next couple of months, and, you know, who would have thought even a month ago, even though George Stephanopoulos said that Trump had a bad week, I say he had a bad month. I mean, it was just a series of debacles that were taking place, and you go, wow, is this guy going to be, is he going to be able to survive? And, of course, here it is, you know, with this sweeping win in New York, it definitely helps him recapture some momentum. But meanwhile, Ted Cruz has done everything he can to see what he can do to block it, to take it to a contested convention, because of the likelihood of him getting the numbers that he needs. I mean, it's near impossible, not as impossible as John Kasich, but, you know, to end up with 1237. But for all intent and purposes, you know, he can only hope for a Hail Mary pass of some sort. If he could possibly, you know, he himself gather 1237. All he's hoping, I guess, at this point is to be a factor that has to be dealt with at the convention and possibly be able to, you know, get the nomination and, you know, go from there. But, whew, man, it's I think a lot of crazy things have to happen that I think could be almost irreparable for the GOP at this point. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's definitely interesting, and like you said, it is almost near impossible for Cruz to get the number of delegates they need to get to clinch. But I, you know, he has there's 734 delegates remaining, and he would need to get 690 or 50 or 80 of them to clinch outright. But I still think, you know, Trump faces not quite as long odds, obviously, but still pretty long odds. He would have to win something like 63% of the remaining delegates to clinch this before the convention. But he's only won 48% or so of the delegates so far, so we need some kind of surge to help him out. You know, if he starts winning states like he won in New York, certainly that would be helpful for Donald Trump. But it did help that he was – New York is his home state. People knew him there better than most states. And obviously, you know, he has New York values that, you know, New Yorkers liked and didn't like about Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I thought that, you know, Ted Cruz, I don't know, it was like he surrendered the state to Trump, because I was surprised that he didn't come back and really break down the New York value statement that, you know, obviously haunted him. The exit polls, the people really grabbed a hold of that. Trump, you know, beat him over the head. And I thought to a great degree, and of course this is just me as an observer looking at it, I didn't pick it up that way. You know, when Ted Cruz said New York values, I thought he was, you know, pointing more to, you know, the politics of New York and de Blasio and some of the things that they've been doing there. I didn't think of it in terms of him challenging, you know, the heart and soul of New York and what they did after 9/11.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was, but it was, you know, I agree with you in his intent, but it was certainly a genius play by the Trump campaign to turn that around and turn 9/11 against Ted Cruz in that way. But yeah, I mean, I think when Ted Cruz originally said that, it was around the Iowa caucuses. So, you know, 2 months later, no one thought was thinking about what was going to be happening in New York. So, I guess, you know, it wasn't something that, you know, it certainly wasn't going to help Ted Cruz. I don't think he surrendered the state. He did still spend a lot of time campaigning there. I thought it was very interesting that he spent a lot of time campaigning in Orthodox Jewish parts of New York, and he did end up doing quite well with Orthodox Jewish voters in New York, according to exit polls. So, you know, it was kind of like he knew he couldn't win the state, but he wanted to focus on campaigning for that one specific demographic, and it did pay off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else did you pick up from the exit polls that, you know, people may or may not, you know, be talking about here?
Well, the thing we keep seeing in these exit polls, and not just in exit polls, but in polling in general, is that despite all the talk about, you know, Cruz being able to win a contested convention and, you know, so many voters are still opposed to Donald Trump and don't want him to be the Republican nominee, but still a vast majority of Republicans do say that whoever is the candidate that wins has the most delegates after the primary should still be the nominee.
Yeah.
You know, certainly that's bolstered by 50% of Trump voters. But it is interesting to see that, you know, people who are voting for Cruz, voting for Kasich, you know, had voted for other candidates previously are still saying that, you know, they still think that, you know, if Trump gets the most votes going into the convention, then he should be the candidate regardless of what happens with the delegates.
Well, and that's Trump's position. I mean, that's his winning card there, and he's positioning everybody else as being a spoiler or, in a way, kind of cheating their way to the nomination. And, you know, Americans, and particularly New Yorkers, you know, as ornery as New Yorkers can be at times, you know, they still appreciate fair play. I mean, we want to play by the rules and, you know, win by the rules. And, you know, and I think that I think a lot of the electorate is starting to have their eyes opened up on both sides to understand that there is nuance to this, you know, this presidential campaign and the political process. It's not as simple as you go to the polling booth, pull a lever, and, hey, your guy gets your vote. You got all these, you know, baked in the cake political maneuverings with superdelegates on the Democratic side and, you know, caucuses and some of these other things that the states have decided themselves to do, like in Colorado. There was just, you know, so much controversy about what happened in Colorado and how delegates were assigned. But, you know, Ryan Spreba says, hey, look, at this was stuff that was all agreed to. It was all printed and given to the candidates. But,
yeah.
You know, Trump, you know, on his side, he just, you know, it's only recently that he's made some move to bring in some people that really understand the game. And that we'll seal this up, and so it might be a little bit smoother sailing going forward. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, definitely it will be fun to watch. It's going to be chaotic, but the convention's going to be fun either way, I guess.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, it's kind of you know, a little bit of NASCAR, I think, or WWF, maybe. I don't know what to forward there, but you know, we'll see you there in Cleveland, Jason. It's going to, like you say, it's going to be a lot of fun, and that could be an understatement. You know, of all time. Jason Russell from the Washington Examiner. I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it. 19 before the top of the hour right now.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
I love the colorful clothes you wear.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I'm picking up the vibration.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live brought to you in part by my friends at Save the Stork. Thank you for getting on the bus. Give them a call. Tell them that you want to help out. We got another 21 buses that we're outfitting with sonogram equipment to be outside of these abortion clinics so women have a chance to see, you know, what is growing inside them that is not exactly what, you know, Planned Parenthood and some of these other abortion clinics would lead them to believe, like it's nothing. It's this nondescript chunk of just tissue. And it's most amazing what's happening. 85% of the women that see the sonogram change their mind and they decide that there's other alternatives, in dealing with their unplanned pregnancy, like adoption and other things. And the good news is unlike some of these other abortion clinics where it's like, hey, you know, in a sense, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Take your money, let you go out the door. Save the Stork is right there with the women, you know, through this journey. So I thank you for partnering with us. As I say, get on the bus with us for Save the Stork. Give them a call at 844-578-6757, 844-578-6757. Tell them Bill Martinez said that, they needed to get on the bus, okay? So thank you very much for joining the good effort of Save the Stork with us. Jennifer Burke, speaking of with us, is now with us, co-founder of Politistic and also editor-in-chief, graduate of Texas A&M University and a certified teacher with 12 years experience in the classroom. She brings to Politistic a passion for the fight for freedom for current and future generations. Jennifer, thank you so much for being there on the good fight, you know, on behalf of we the people and getting other people involved and encouraged that, this is something that we need to fight for. President Ronald Reagan said, after all, our democracy and our freedoms is but one generation away, and, it doesn't take long to lose it, does it?
No, it does not. And unfortunately, you know, conservatives are, it's like an uphill battle with the way the left has taken over the educational system at every level, pre-K to mm-hmm. grad school.
Exactly.
And so that's one of the reasons why we've seen the rise of Bernie Sanders. But if you raise your children well, they will not fall for for socialism. I was very proud of my 20-year-old son for going off on a rant on Facebook about the economic illiteracy of Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. This is after having some professors and teachers who tried to get him indoctrinated to the liberal mindset. So, you know, be hopeful and be active in making sure that those around you are strong.
Well, Jennifer, the good news is the mainstream media has about as much credibility, according to the latest poll, about 6% is all that 6% of America is all that's left that believes in the mainstream media. I say that's good news. So let's find out where we can, you know, get the information that's credible. There's plenty of information out there. I mean, when these people try to push this progressive or socialist, you know, agenda, it's, look at, there's enough laboratories around the world right now that you can look at and tell me where socialism or progressivism is working, you know, for we the people, you know, or for the greater group of people. It's not working. I mean, it has become oppressive. It takes care of a ruling class. It's totalitarian in spirit and in practice. And that's what you want to bring to the United States, that light on a shining hill. You just want to blow that light out, don't you?
Right. You definitely. That is definitely true. It's actually incredible to me that so many people have grown to believe that socialism is good and capitalism is bad, despite all, like you said, laboratories around the world, even most recently Venezuela, the people being told if you're hungry, eat rocks.
Right.
They can't get bread in the store. You know, store shelves are barren. It's really frightening. And we need to, I know we're going to talk about something else, but I want to say this point too. We need to attack the narrative, because I've seen some people say this on social media that Bernie Jesus. I'm like, Jesus never said use the strong arm of the government to take from one person to give to another, to choose the winners and losers, and to, you know, there's never going to be a utopian society, but the left has led people to believe that they're smart enough to do it. Other people around the world just haven't been as smart.
Yeah, thousands of years of history, I guess we got a bunch of knuckleheads that have been able to contribute to this world and this planet all these years, but they don't know better, do they? You know, there's just not enough experience for us to look at. Well, you know, getting to the, you know, what you mentioned earlier, and that is that we wanted to talk about this proof that has come out. We can thank Judicial Watch for their perseverance with the FOIA Act and to get the information from the government that reluctantly released this information that demonstrates that Hillary knew that Benghazi was a terrorist attack, and it was unrelated to a video. Is it any wonder? I mean, you know, I think most of America understands that. You and I were talking about the movie 13 Hours earlier, that we were surprised that did not gain traction and put even more pressure on Mrs. Clinton and on our government to be forthright about what happened in Benghazi. But we're finding out this has been a slow, drip, torturous process of us finding out what the truth is about Benghazi. And here it is. We're realizing that Hillary did, in fact, misrepresent to everyone that, you know, it had nothing to do with a video.
Right. Absolutely nothing to do with the video. And in a phone conversation she had with the Prime Minister of Egypt at the time, on September 12th, so probably the wee hours of the morning, you know, the attack happened on the 11th, she said, and this is a phone transcript, you know, it's shameful that Obama claimed that he would be the most transparent administration in history, yet Judicial Watch constantly has to file Freedom of Information Act in order to get information that they should just be forthcoming with. Mm. But she said, we know the attack in Libya had nothing to do with the film. It was a planned attack, not a protest. And it's obvious when you look at what happened that it was a planned attack. When you see the movie wasn't written by some, you know, somebody in Hollywood who had no idea what happened. They were consulted by men who were actually there in the fight who made it out.
Right.
And then I think this part actually is one of the reasons why they changed their story to try to make it about a video. Because the Prime Minister responded, you're not kidding. Based on the information we saw today, that group that claimed responsibility for this is affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And this was 6 weeks before Obama's re-election bid, and their mantra was Osama bin Laden is dead and GM is alive. You know, Obama has eradicated, has done away with Al-Qaeda. There's no more terror in the world.
Yeah, they're on the run.
And
right.
So they could not have this be a terrorist attack, and so they crafted the lie of it was about a YouTube video that no one had seen.
And that is amazing to me, because that's such an insult on the American people that we couldn't understand that we're going to have flare-ups from time to time. You see, I think that even still, even, you know, him hiding that, and shame on CNN and Candy Crowley in giving cover to the president during the debate, and even Mitt Romney for not continuing to pursue this, because he had another shot with additional information to go after the president, and he just kind of tucked tail on this whole deal instead of exposing this. But I think even with that, Jennifer, I believe there's something else going on. I think there's something more nefarious. I believe that there's some gun running. I've talked with other experts on this situation. I mean, because keep in mind that, what, about an hour, 2 hours before, a representative, and might have been the ambassador from Turkey, had met with Chris Stevens there at the compound, and he had left 2 hours previously, and they were there in a meeting, and I believe it was to deal with some of the guns that were going through, you know, through Turkey and into Syria. And you know, I think that there's much more to this than just, you know, protecting the president because of the election. Although I think that's a big reason, I think there's something, you know, deeper yet that we've yet to, you know, get to at this point.
Right, and I have heard that too. You know, which would also contribute to him trying to change the narrative. You know, he had already been under attack. There are certain people like Katie Pavlich that have been relentless about Fast and Furious,
mm-hmm.
that resulted,
yes.
in the death of Brian Terry. You know, here in my state of Arizona, and even the, I don't even know. I think to this day the Terry family has not received a phone call. At least last I heard from Brian Terry's brother, but it's been a while. They haven't heard anything, and so he had one gun running operation, you know, already under scrutiny, with some people really keeping after him on that. And so if he was running guns overseas, of course he would want to try to hide that as well. And what I heard as well was that where Ambassador Stevens was, it wasn't exactly an embassy; it was a consulate or something. And every other country had pulled out. Britain. The British had told us, you need to get out.
Exactly.
There was no one else that was left there because it was so dangerous.
Yeah.
So why in the world would we have still been there
with exactly.
such poor security as there was?
Yeah, you're gonna rely on the local people when they sit there and
right.
go, oh, here comes the bad guys. I mean, that's why they dropped their guns and ran. Yeah, because what are they, you know, like the Americans are going to be there to protect them? And case in point, the Americans didn't even want to protect the Americans. They kept telling them, you know, telling the guys that wanted to go in, and they're hearing that their own people are under siege here. And, you know, that's not the American way of life. I mean, you go after to protect them, but no, stand down, and then come up with some kind of silly excuse for why you can't get, you know, you can't get some firepower and some help for these people there. I mean, this was just absolutely disgusting.
I agree. And it's insulting. Every American should be insulted by the lies that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have told them about Benghazi.
Jennifer Burke, the editor of Politistic and co-founder of Politistic and, you know, an editor-in-chief. You know, we just appreciate, Jennifer, your insight and participation in coming on the show. I always look forward to having you on here. So keep up all the good work. That's a wrap for us. Thank you for being with us. We'll see you mañana right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have yourself a great day, America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.